left in regulation, 47-47. Fourth tie of the ball game, six lead changes. Nothing, though, since the half. Cassidy's led all the way since halftime. Santa Cathrell against K&R goes inside lane, jump stop with right block, puts it up. This one's no good. Off balance rebound brought in by Dylan K&R. 19th rebound of the night for the Pirates. K&R to Anderson, same spot, takes the three. It is up. This one's short. Rebound brought in by Anthus for the Redhawks. Tied at 47. In transition, Cathrell against K&R inside the lane, and we have an offense, a defensive foul against Dylan K&R, and that will be his fourth. Team's fifth. Two shots coming up like for Santa Cathrell, and Cathrell is hobbling.
He's coming up a little gingerly.
Cathrell with 17 points. He's made one free throw on one attempt. Tied at 47. And looks like we need a towel out there of sorts. There's some blood or some sweat out there.
This would be a good time for Cathrell to go ahead and walk it off a little bit. And that's exactly what he's doing right now. Put a little bit more weight on that little gimpy ankle of his. He's toughing it out, though.
Colin Rubel and Mason Booms will be checking in after this free throw. Kind of a little bit of a huddle here from the officials. And they're calling the players off the court here. Not exactly sure what's happening. No timeout has been called. It looks like we may have some blood on the court. Here's Troy Schelke, athletic director, first year as FAD.
Doing a great job.
Coming out with the gloves on. 47-47. All right, John. So Cassidy switches to his zone defense. And they're basically waiting for Aaron Fernald to say go, and then they suddenly come out at midcourt and try and trap. Everybody swings around the perimeter, and Michael Anderson, luckily for the Pirates, makes the three.
I think the Pirates have seen that before, and you know, they're not getting trapped up on top. And they are getting the ball where they want it, where the ball really needs to go, actually, is not so much on the wing, but right in the, smack dab in the middle, and you just turn it around and just drive it right down their throat.
What about Cassidy?
Cassidy's not going to stay in that very long if they give up an easy one, okay? Now, their man-to-man is really good. They've played a really tight man-to-man, but notice that they've been accumulating some fouls and everything. Right now in the second half, they have seven fouls, and so everything that Harbor Beach has that's going to be close to the inside, they're going to pick up a foul and get on the foul line. And right now the Pirates have really hot from the foul line too, hitting all three shots in the second half, and while the first half they were 3 for 4. Now right now Sandon Cathrell is on the deck and checking out his ankle and everything. I think he's better off just staying on his feet and walking that off. I know this is going to be hard for him and everything, but that's going to play into the final few minutes of this ball game if he can't go any further.
So it looks like we're all squared away here. Court is clean once again. And so this puts Sandon Cathrell at the free throw line, shooting two with a tie ball game, 5:52 left in the fourth. 47-47. Cathrell, 1 for 1 from the free throw line tonight. First one's up, and it's no good. Rubel checks in. Mason Booms for Harbor Beach. Colin Rubel replaces Kendall Anthus. Dylan K&R sits down with four fouls. Cathrell looks around. Now starts his routine for the free throw. Second free throw is up, and it's no good as well. Rebound brought in by Parker Young. 0 for 2 on that trip. Luke Wicke pushing tempo. Wide open. Evan Smolinski at the left block. Off the glass. In for 2. 16 points for the big man. Harbor Beach with their first lead of this second half. 5:38 left in the fourth. Cathrell in the corner. The three's no good. Luke Wicke brings in the rebound. Harbor Beach off for the races. Booms goes up. He is hammered hard by Tom Reisjauer. And he'll go to the free throw line for two shots. Rajara with his second, team's eighth. Forecast City. Mason Booms at the free throw line, shooting two. He is one for one. That was in the first quarter from the charity stripe. Has not scored in the second half. He is five.
Cassidy has three timeouts left. Harbor Beach has all of their five.
Free throw is up, and it's good. Mason Booms with six. Now a three-point lead. 50-47 for Harbor Beach. Alex Perry sits down. Bryce Fernald back in. Hayden Horn sits down. Landon Schenk back in.
This is a big thrower right now for Mason Booms.
This would, with a made free throw, this would tie Harbor Beach's largest lead of the night. And he does.
Yeah, beautiful back rotation on it.
51-47. 5:22 left into the fourth quarter. Tom Rajauer down to the low post to Schenk in for two. As easy as that, 11 points for him, and we have a timeout called by Aaron Fernald. 51-49, Harbor Beach leads by 2 points, 5:12 left in the fourth quarter right here on the WLW Sports Network.
D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth wants you to save more. In the month of February of 2020, D&M Cabinet Shop will be giving you up to 20% off on all Decora cabinets. You heard right. D&M Cabinet Shop is giving you up to 20% off all Decora cabinets in the month of February of 2020. Save even more at D&M Cabinet Shop and get that kitchen or bathroom you have always dreamt about.
Hi, this is Doug. D&M Cabinets has provided quality cabinets for over 30 years. You can reach me at 989-479-9271 or stop in at the shop at 5230 Pretty Road.
Cass City led for approximately 10 straight minutes before Harbor Beach took the lead here just moments ago. And Booms goes inside the lane, and there's an offensive foul against Mason Booms. The basket went in, but it will not count. That's his first and team sixth. Offensive foul called by Andy Preston. And Cass City back in offense, trailing by 2 points, 51-49. Tom Rajauer, opposite baseline of their basket. Bryce Fernald, Sammy Cuthrell, Landon Schenk, and Calderable out there for the Red Hawks on the road in Harbor Beach. Down to the low post. Here comes the double team from Harbor Beach and down to Schenk. And we have a jump ball possession arrow, Harbor Beach, with 4:49 left in the fourth. As Schenk could not get that basket to count and tie up after the rebound.
The timing was all off. As soon as he fumbled it, he should have just went ahead and kicked it back out. Start over again.
Luke Wicke brings the ball up over to Mason Booms. Down the baseline. Down the baseline, nothing there. Rebound brought in by Rajauer going the other way. Rajauer to Fernald in the short corner. Slows things up. Cuthrell for the right wing three. It's no good. Rebound brought in by Rajauer. It counts for two. Rajauer with 12, and we're tied at 51. 4:24 left in regulation. Michael Anderson to Mason Booms. And we have a timeout called by Ron Ribble. 4:16 left in the fourth. It's a 30-second timeout. 51-51 right here on the WLW Sports Network, being powered by Agar Valley Services.
For all your new or additional grain storage and handling facility needs, contact DS Services of Cass City. DS Services is your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Call DS Services for anything from a minor repair to site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility. They maintain a huge replacement parts inventory, provide millwright services, and their three truck and all terrain cranes run by certified operators can handle many truss jobs or other lifting needs. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318.
Comes out of the 30-second timeout. Parker Young launches a three right away. This one's no good. Rebound brought in by Tom Rajauer. And here comes Cass City. Tied at 51. Halfway through the fourth quarter. Counterable into the corner. Back to Rajauer. Skip past the right wing to Cuthrell. Now Bryce Fernald has it. Back to Cuthrell. Right wing. Parker Young guarding him. Rajauer at the right elbow into the corner. Tipped by Parker Young. Cuthrell takes the three. And this one's good. Cathrell with